From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. This first day of the new year has been an especially violent one in northwest Pakistan. A suicide bomber attacked a sports event in Lucky Marwat. At least 75 people were killed. Dozens more were wounded. Hundreds more people have been killed in similar bombings since October, when the Pakistani army launched its offensive against militants in the region. Iraq is condemning a U.S. judge's decision to dismiss all charges against a group of former Blackwater security guards accused of gunning down more than a dozen Iraqi civilians in 2007. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
An Iraqi spokesman urged that the case continue against the Blackwater contractors who were blamed for the killing spree at a traffic circle in Baghdad. No evidence was ever found that the Americans had been fired upon. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. threw out the charges because statements from the accused had been obtained illegally. In Baghdad, the commanding general of U.S. forces, Ray Odierno, said he feared a backlash against the U.S. military and contractors.
We're upset when we believe that people might have caused a crime and they're not held accountable. I mean, I worry about it because, you know, clearly there were innocent people killed during this attack.
In the Status of Forces agreement with the U.S. that took effect in 2009, Iraq demanded that foreign contractors be subject to Iraqi law. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
A British man who was kidnapped in Iraq more than 2 years ago is home again. Peter Moore arrived in southern England today. He's expected to spend the next week being debriefed about his experience. That may include discussions about Iran, where U.S. officials say they believe Moore was held hostage part of the time. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has described the alleged failed Christmas Day attack on a Detroit-bound flight as a wake-up call. Larry Miller has more from London.
Prime Minister Brown said the wake-up call is not just about security, but for what he termed the hearts and minds of a generation. Writing on the Downing Street website, Brown said the UK is considering a range of new techniques to enhance airport security. Among these, he identified explosive trace technology, full-body scanners, and advanced X-rays. He also ordered a review of existing security measures to include new checks on air passengers in transit. There's been concern that the U.S. did not know the suspect, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, had been refused a UK visa in May. Brown promised to improve the sharing of such data. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Pope
Benedict XVI, speaking in Italian, appealed for peace in his New Year's message. During Mass marking the Roman Catholic Church's World Day of Peace, Benedict also appealed to all armed groups to stop, reflect, and abandon violence. This is NPR News. New laws have taken effect across the U.S. today. For example, Kentucky has just tightened its restrictions on payday lenders. From member station WFPL in Louisville, Gabe Bullard reports.
A new law raises payday lending license fees and gives state officials more power to punish lenders who violate existing laws. And next July, a statewide database will be operational, keeping anyone from taking out two simultaneous loans totaling $500 or more. The Kentucky Coalition for Responsible Lending has fought for tighter restrictions on payday lenders. Coalition attorney Anne-Marie Reagan says the law doesn't go far enough, and she would rather see legislation cap payday loan interest rates at 36%.
This new law does nothing to address the high cost of the lending, and also does nothing to address the cycle of debt that people get into through these kinds of loans.
Lenders say they provide tax revenues to states and a vital service to responsible adults, and argue that the average loan is paid off at an interest rate under 20%. For NPR News, I'm Gabe Bullard in Louisville.
Iran's main opposition leader is declaring that he is ready to die for reform. In a website statement today, Mir Hossein Mousavi says his arrest or death would not end the political dissent sparked by June's disputed presidential election between him and the incumbent. Mousavi also challenges Iran's hard-line establishment to free imprisoned protesters. Rescuers are still searching for victims of a mudslide on an island off Brazil. Authorities say at least 10 people were killed when rain-soaked land collapsed on some homes and an upscale lodge, just as tourists were returning from New Year's celebrations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.